You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning and welcome back to Matinaire on Air. My name is Greg Bach. I am your host and you are listening to us, me and Sweet Cal B. He's on the ones and the twos. You are listening to us on the Civic Media Radio Network. You can always get in touch with us by calling or texting. The number is the same. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on the live stream, Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that we still call Twitter is where you'll find us streaming live. And a hello to Esther on the live stream. Esther Filoni is my friend. Yay, I'm the first one. Welcome very much. We're very, very excited to have you here. And yeah, we have an excellent, excellent show for you today. We've got a lot coming up. It is Monday, December 22nd, actually. This 22nd. We got 3 days until Christmas. And do you got your Christmas shopping done? Calvin, do you have your Christmas shopping done? Is it all finished?
It is finished. I still have fingers crossed on a couple Amazon packages that are supposed to get here today, but we'll see.
You're feverishly checking your delivery schedule on your phone?
Yes.
All right. Well, I am but one gift card away, but I'm going to buy that on the morning of because it delivers directly to the email, and I don't trust it ever because I've sent a lot of gift cards that are supposed to be on Christmas morning, and I get something around the 21st saying, oh, thank you for the early Christmas present, and I say, well, that didn't go the way I wanted it to go. So we got a great show coming up for you. Coming up after the 9:30 news, we have Dr. Chris Krunich, which I had to look up. I want to make sure I say that correctly, but I will confirm with the good doctor. It's either Cernick or Krunich. He is going to be here. He is a doctor of infectious disease from the Department of Medicine at UWM. He is going to be our guest here today. We'll be talking about what does it take to basically... Yes, the Department of Medicine of UW-Madison. What do we need to do to keep ourselves safe and healthy during these wintry months, during the cold months? We'll probably be talking about vaccinations. Make sure you are up to speed on that. It's going to be a great conversation. I'm very much looking forward to talking to the good doctor. And then after the top of the hour news in the second hour at 10:06, we're going to be talking to Adam Hess. He is my colleague here at Civic Media, and we're going to be talking about things going on in Richland Center. We're going to be talking about his shows, Weekend Wake Up and Prime Movers on Saturdays, talking about WRCO and WRCE. He is the director of technology at Southwest Wisconsin School District. We are going to be talking about a lot. There's a lot to discuss with Adam. So that's going to be coming up in the second hour after the top of the hour news break. And then at 10:35, of course, we got to take a step back. We got to relax. We got to have some fun. It's time for Audio Sorbet. And we're going to be talking about the worst Christmas movies. If you have some thoughts on this, please text or email or drop a comment in the live stream. Let us know what are the worst Christmas movies ever. And we're not going to get into the Die Hard debate because it's not a debate. If you don't think it's a Christmas movie, you've lost. But we're going to be talking about the worst Christmas movies at 10:30 ever, or I'll even change it a little bit. What are the worst Christmas movies that you love? So there's something that people are like, oh, I can't stand this movie, but you're like, I kind of like this movie. I think it's a great Christmas movie. I want to hear from you. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can also send that to us now and we can talk about it later. And then finally, we're going to be wrapping everything up with a bow. See what I did there, Calvin? We're going to wrap it up with a bow with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today it is Santa's on the Naughty List edition. So don't go anywhere. Lots going on. And something I wanted to do today is, first of all, Calvin, how are you doing today? I guess you bought Christmas presents, but how was your weekend?
It was all right, Greg. How about you?
It was good. There was a lot going on. I had to use power tools, and I'm not saying that to sound manly. I'm saying it because after sometimes a use of power tools, you then get sore. And I'm very sore in my shoulders because it was not only using the power tools, but using the power tools at a high angle with my arms. So it was just a lot of movement, and now my shoulders have been worked out for, I think, 2026. I don't have to go to the gym at all. Does that sound cool by you?
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't planning on going to the gym once, so you got me beat.
There you go. There you go. Well, I'm glad you had a good weekend, my friend. And what I want to do is we're going to do something just a little different today. And also, really quick, at 9:20, we're going to be talking about the stoppage of an American standard when it comes to alcoholic beverages. A company has decided to stop production of a very famous alcohol. And I want to talk about that because it is affected by, you guessed it, it's tariffs. And maybe we'll even we'll bring back James Vanderloo to talk about, give an update on tariffs and what it means for Wisconsin right now and Wisconsin businesses. But that's coming up after the break. But right now we're going to talk about some bills. Calvin, you know the old, did you do Schoolhouse Rock? Did you ever watch that as a kid? Is that something that was in your life at all?
I will say I have seen it many times.
Clips on the internet?
No. I heard about, or I first was shown it in probably like sophomore year of high school history class. Wow. It was never presented to me as like a child. It was always like, I was older in my education, but the first time I heard I'm Just a Bill.
Hey, there you go. Well, you still heard it, and that's important. And I just wanted to go over a few things here that are going through the assembly, things that are coming through the Congress as well, because I think we should be informed. They're the bills that affect us and can have effects on us. And just going over a few things, just so you're aware, if there's anything coming up that you know about that you want us to cover and talk about that you think affects either your community or the state, feel free to email it to us. Jane says at civicmedia.us, that email is still good. You can get a hold of us. You can send thoughts on stories, thoughts on guests, tisbat suggestions. But if there's a bill in Madison that you feel like we should talk about, send it to us and we will take a look and possibly discuss it on the show. And I just want to talk about a couple things here. First of all, Assembly Bill 397, it is an act to amend some related language. Basically, what it's saying is that if you go through the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, which is our state's economic development arm, used to be the Department of Commerce until Scott Walker collapsed that department and turned it into the WEDC, Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. Basically saying it's if you get a loan of at least $100,000 from that group, from this state-sponsored group, you must show audited expenditures. Now, I know that may be like, big deal, who cares? I think it is because last week, I feel like, Calvin, one of the major things that we talked about was transparency. And when a Wisconsin entity, something has to do with the state, something that's, you know, that is state adjacent, because it is actually, I believe, a private corporation, but we still have our hand in it. When they're getting the money from us, I believe there's transparency. If we're talking about data center transparency, we should be talking about all transparency as far as businesses getting money from them. What are they going to be doing? How are they going to lay it out? How is it going to affect us? It's always going to be, for me, Calvin, how do these steps affect us? So that is being put through. There was a hearing held last week and it's moving forward apparently. And it's just basically what we want to do to keep you informed of what's going on. Another one going through. This one's interesting, Calvin. And I have you ever, do you know if you've ever eaten lab grown meat? You got to look on your face like, good Lord, no. Because you live out in Eagle. I don't think they have any lab-grown meat out there. And that's not to say make fun of you. It's because all meat there is real.
Well, I mean, I guess I will say I've never knowingly eaten grab.
Well, I'm glad you
lab-grown meat
brought that up. Assembly Bill 554, Calvin, says that any meat that is grown in a lab, use cultured animal cells, cultured animal tissue derived from cultured animal cells, quote, lab-grown meat must have the phrase on the packaging so people understand. I feel like you have to do that too when something's vegetarian or vegan, because that anytime you've taken vegan or vegetarian, quote, meat to a party, my friends freak out because they think that it's going to make them, you know, not cool, essentially, because I eat vegetarian or vegan meat. But the point is, if there's going to be lab-grown meat in our grocery stores, I'm assuming, because there might be people, one, who don't want to eat that meat, and two, if vegans see that, they're not going to eat it as well. It's just a way of marking that off. But I didn't realize this was growing in such popularity that we actually needed legislation. A lot of this came from, I believe, a lot of Republicans here, Nass, Markline, Spreitzer, but it's that is from what I understand here, there was a hearing, there was executive action taken last week as well. So it looks like that's moving forward too. One thing that really caught my eye as well, Kelvin, is the Pet and Livestock Protection Act. It is going through the Congress right now. This is something that Tom Tiffany took up earlier this year, where it seeks to return the management of gray wolves and wolves in general to the states. The thing that gives me pause on this one, and that's not a pun because we're talking about wolves, is that it seeks, this is what it says, it blocks activist judges from overturning the delisting through lawfare. So that's a lot of talking point language instead of just being very, like the last two things I read, pretty boring, straight ahead language in its presentation. This is trying to, I think, stoke some fires, if you ask me, Cal, because it is very much understood that the gray wolf population has been growing at an exponential rate, very, very good exponential rate, and that's wonderful. But what they want to do is take it off the endangered species list because of that, because they say, well, now people can hunt if they want to. Well, I don't know, Calvin, I don't know about that. I don't know how you feel about that. I feel like doing that right now might be a bad idea, because in the prep I was given earlier, it showed that when those animals are able to be hunted, they're hunted in droves and dozens are killed. And that is, I think, a problem. And I think that the way that they're passing off this is making it seem like, well, if the states can't have the power to do this, then it's the activist judges. I want people, I guess if you live in Western Wisconsin where there are more gray wolves, I would love to get your opinion on this. Do you believe this is something that should happen? Should we be taking the gray wolves off the endangered species list yet? Do you know people who want to hunt them? I would like to know that from you. And then finally, the last one I want to talk about too, this is Bill 523. This is something that I didn't actually know was a problem until it came in front of me. It was executive action has been taken on a bill that would basically make it illegal to sell counterfeit airbags, which I didn't know was a thing. And apparently it is, because in Raleigh, North Carolina, a man was sentenced for selling counterfeit airbags on Facebook Marketplace. Apparently this is a bigger deal than we expected. And I guess that's the thing, is like what we're telling you is that if you need to do something with your car like this, it's important to make sure that you're not buying, I guess, Calvin, would you ever buy an airbag on Facebook Marketplace?
I don't know what purpose you would have for it. Like, if your airbag deploys, the car's probably totaled. So what is a replacement airbag really getting you?
Well, no, there's replacement airbags, which need to happen after, if your car can be, because sometimes those airbags go off. They don't have to be totaled. They can go off for various reasons. But people sell bad bags that when they're installed, they just don't go off. So you have no safety in front of you at all. So I think that's the bigger question. I didn't realize that counterfeit bags were actually a thing that were a problem. And I didn't understand that people were buying them on Facebook Marketplace, which I wouldn't buy a chair on Facebook Marketplace. I'm not buying an airbag, but we're going to keep the conversation going after we come back from some snacks. And we're going to talk about a major brand of bourbon that is going to stop production in Kentucky next year because of tariffs. The tariffs is not going away. Tariffs affect us. And we're going to talk more about that on the other side. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Matt and Air on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay tuned. Stay close.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. My name is Greg Bach, and I am your host, and you are listening to us on the Civic Media Radio Network. You can always get in touch with us. The number is the same whether you call or text. It's 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can always leave a comment on the live stream. We are currently on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that we still call Twitter. And we got some more. Esther on the live stream says, what are you buying me for Christmas, essentially? I'm buying you a hug. I'll give you a hug because we're friends. That's my friend Esther Flonase, award-winning Esther Flonase. We'll probably have her back on the show to talk about drag bingo, drag culture, and being a drag artist in America in 2025 into 2026. But we'll talk more with her about that on another show. Wanted to discuss this really quick because, you know, something that's not going away is the discussion on tariffs. We've seen a lot of consternation back and forth with various groups, companies, and political leaders saying that the tariffs are great, the tariffs are wonderful, the tariffs are providing so much money. But unfortunately, there isn't a lot of proof to that. And another story that came out this morning that shows what they are doing to this country is this is the headline from the Guardian, and Lauren Almeida has the byline, says bourbon maker Jim Beam stops production at Kentucky site for 2026. The whiskey brand owned by Japanese drinks group Suntory to close main distillery amid tariff uncertainty. And I think, Calvin, that's a pretty big deal. When Jim Beam is shutting down for the year next year, I think that's a very telling matter. I don't know. You're not a big drinker. I don't think you drink whiskey, but this is going to be big for people who enjoy this whiskey. That's huge news.
Yeah, I mean, this is pretty shocking to me. You know, Jim Beam and Coke is my dad's drink of choice.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah.
You're going to have to pile up. Get him.
Yeah, stock up.
I think you know what to get him for Christmas. It's like 12 bottles. That's how it's one for every day of Christmas. It says the maker of Jim Beam bourbon whiskey will halt production at its main site in Kentucky for all of 2026. The company said in a statement that it would close its distillery in Claremont until it took a look at, quote, opportunity to invest in site enhancements, which, look, I know corporate speak enough to know that basically we can make it smaller, get rid of people, and, you know, increase our bottom line. That's, I think, what's going to happen. Or take the production somewhere else where it's cheaper. We are also assessing production levels to best meet our consumer demands and recently met with our team to discuss our volumes for 2026. So basically, and it says here, it comes as whiskey distillers in the U.S. face uncertainty around Donald Trump's trade tariffs, as well as declining rates of alcohol consumption here in this country, which is actually something we discussed a couple of weeks ago with Aaron Kelly, is that we are not drinking as much. There is still a conversation to be had about binge drinking, especially in the state of Wisconsin, but people are looking either not drinking at all or seeking other ways to maybe enjoy the evening, whether it's a THC product, a CBD product, something like that. But people just aren't drinking as much nationwide, and that is having an effect. But the tariffs itself is what's hurting that industry overall as well. And it said in October, the Kentucky Distillers Association said there was a record amount of bourbon in warehouses across the state in Kentucky and more than 16 million barrels. They faced $75 million in taxes on their inventory this year, and the state charges tax on aging barrels of spirits. So they're paying whether they're having to pay whether they make or not. So if they don't make, they have to pay on those barrels. They need to sell those barrels. Then that's why they're not making anymore, because it's not worth it. And that's what we're going to see. And maybe even seeing like the Jim Beam label sold off, as you've seen other labels before. But this is just another example of the tariffs and what they do to this country and to our consumers, to our small business owners, Suntory is not a small business by any stretch of the imagination. It's a global company from Japan, and it's affecting them as well. It's affected our coffee. It's affected our farmers. And it just keeps this conversation in the mix, because we can't forget about the fact that we're seeing our prices go up at your kitchen table. You're looking at your receipts. You're looking at your Christmas presents. You're looking at your kids' education. You're looking at how much it costs for healthcare. All of this works into it. And it all goes back to the fact that we have a bill in a budget that passed this year that is going to decimate our social safety net, pass that money to billionaires. The tariffs are not making the money that it said they would. We're going to bring James Vanderloo back on the show, and he is going to talk. He has talked at length, honestly, about what the tariffs are doing to affect our business owners here in Milwaukee, in Wisconsin. But I just wanted to bring that up to you because I feel like that's a very, Calvin, I don't know about you, but I feel like that's a very to the point example, the fact that Jim Beam is not going to produce any alcohol in America next year in Kentucky, that is something we need to have as a part of the conversation, especially when we talk about tariffs. So I just wanted to bring that up to you. And what does that mean for you? And again, I always ask the question, how do you see the tariffs or the just the price of things affecting your family's economy? You can always send that in to us. You can always let us know because we want you to tell us what's going on in your world so we can better have that conversation to talk to the people who affect our lives. Speaking of conversations, he has entered the chat. We're going to talk to him in a moment, and I'm going to say his name, and I'm going to ask for him to either shake his head or nod his head. Dr. Chris Krunich is going to be... Nope, I got it wrong. He said nope. All right, I tried. We're going to be... we'll be talking to the good doctor in a little bit after the 9:30 break. We're going to be talking about how to stay healthy, vaccinations. He is an infectious disease professor at the Department of Medicine at UW-Madison. Don't go anywhere. Stay close. Stay tuned. You're listening to Matt and Air on the Civic Media Radio Network. Good morning. Welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. My name is Greg Bach, your host, and you are listening to us on the Civic Media Radio Network. You can always call or text 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on the live stream. We are currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. Coming up still in the second hour, we're going to be talking to Civic Media's very own Adam Hess about all the things they're working on up there at WRCO and WRCE. You know, shows they're doing, stories they're working on, getting our Civic Media family in on the show so you can get to meet them and see what they're talking about, because as we said, it all comes across and we all are connected that way here in Wisconsin. That's coming up at the beginning of the second hour. And then of course we have Audio Sorbet. We're talking about the worst Christmas movies, even if it's a Christmas movie you love. If you are willing and able to recognize that the Christmas movie you love is terrible, I love that. But you're going to want to talk to us about that. If you want to drop it in the live stream, my friend Esther Flones has already done that. We'll talk about that more in a bit. But that's what we're going to be doing during Audio Sorbet. And then finally, to wrap up the show, it's going to be This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Santa is on the naughty list? Edition. So don't go anywhere. We have lots of great shows still ahead for you right here on Matt and Air on Air. But we're going to talk to our guest right now. Our guest is a professor of infectious disease at the Department of Medicine at the University of Wisconsin School of Medicine and Public Health, talking about how to stay safe and healthy in the winter months. Our guest today is Dr. Chris Krunich. There we did. I got it right. Boom. Good morning, doctor. How are you today? And if you listen to the live stream show, folks, that's what we call the secret show between the commercials. Apparently, I was not one of two people who... I would have been the second person who would have pronounced his name correctly, because Tucker and I were going back and forth and we just like, Krunich, right? And then I doubted myself and I went way over my skis. It's Dr. Chris Krunich. We're really happy to have you here today. I hope you're having a wonderful morning. Appreciate your time. I was just going to kick it off very simple and to the point. We're coming up to, honestly, I would say meteorology-wise, a very unpredictable winter so far. We've had a lot of snow, a lot of cold, and now we're getting a lot of warmth. What do folks need to do right now in these cold areas to really keep themselves healthy, where one day you're like, I got to bundle up, and the other day is like, I might bust out shorts? Mm-hmm. Well, and that's something too, is I feel, you know, in, correct me if I'm wrong, I am not a doctor. I'm merely a guy who's talking to a doctor. As we say, I'm doctor adjacent. And I feel, especially in the wake of COVID, where we were so very much on the ball of like, I gotta test myself. Am I having these symptoms? That's really much fallen off as far as where we're staying aware with ourselves on what symptoms we may have. And I feel like it's almost, COVID's still a thing, and I'm not denying that, but I feel like it's almost pushed down the severity of the importance of respiratory problems and colds and flu, where we say, well, it's not COVID, so I'm fine. And then they go out in the world, they interact, they go to work. And I guess what I'm asking is, what should people who want to stay vigilant on their health be looking for instead of, like, you know, those symptoms that make them say, all right, I got to test for COVID, I got to go to the doctor, because instead of just quote unquote toughing it out. Yes. Well, first, what I want to do is, if you're just joining us on Matt and Aaron Air, we are speaking with Dr. Chris Cernich. He is an infectious disease physician. He is also a professor at the University of Wisconsin's Department of Medicine and Public Health. And we're talking about staying healthy in the winter months, which seems like a very vague or, you know, of course, yeah, you just put on a coat, put on a hat, stay indoors, that kind of thing. But there's really more nuance to it than that. And I want to take it back to something you just talked about, because I feel like in the wake of vaccinations, like, I always know, get your flu vaccination. I now know, get my COVID vaccination. But RSV is something I feel like has popped up in popularity in the past couple of years. And I don't feel like it's been properly explained. And all I know is when I've asked about it, people just say, you're too young for it. I'm like, well, thank you very much. Oh, am I pretty too? But can you explain to us what RSV is? Not the origin so much, but just the fact that we really are concerned with it now. And also, who needs to be on the lookout? Mm-hmm. And I'm going to ask you, I want to keep everything as non-political as possible, but when it comes to the RSV vaccine, we are living in a very vaccine, skeptic, but also fatigue. We're hearing about it all the time. Before it was just, I got to go to Walgreens, get my shot. And now it's such a weaponized subject matter. The RSV vaccination has been around for a long time. It is safe. It is, you know, basically people will say like, well, what is this vaccination? I've never heard of it. It's brand new. And that was one of the things with the COVID vaccination. But I want to make like RSV, it's reliable. It's been around. It's safe. Correct? Oh, it is. Okay. Mm-hmm. 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 Okay. Okay. Well, I apologize to everyone. I apologize for assuming. I figured because RSV just sort of like kind of crept in with the COVID type of thing. So I was like, oh, this must be another one. So it is fairly new. And I mean, and I understand all of the concerns. I just, you know, for me, and I'll state this over and over again forever, is that, you know, no matter what we're doing, is you always want to talk to your doctor. You always want to talk to somebody who you trust about anything medical, anything having to do with your health, especially vaccinations, and ask those good questions. And when we come back from, we're going to grab some water and some snacks because you're a doctor and I'm sure you're going to tell us stay hydrated, especially in these winter months. Your skin gets dry, things get ashy. You want to drink that water. But when we come back, I want to talk about vaccination levels in Wisconsin. And I also want to just talk about any myths that we should be on the lookout for to keep ourselves totally educated so we can stay healthy. And if we can get to it, a controversial question for those who are not feeling well, so close to traveling to family. So when we come back, we're going to keep the conversation going with Dr. Chris Cernich from, he is an infectious disease physician and a professor at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Don't go anywhere. If you have any questions, send them in. You know where to call, 855-752-4842. Matt and Air on Air, you're listening to us. Stay tuned, stay close.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. My name is Greg Bach. I'm your host, and you are listening to us on the Civic Media Radio Network. You can always get in touch with us by calling or texting. It's the same number, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on our live stream. We are on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that we still call Twitter. Lots coming up in the next hour, including a discussion with Adam Hess, Civic Media's own Adam Hess, my colleague, talking about all the great work they're doing in Richland Center, WRCO and WRCE. And yeah, you want to stay for that conversation in the second hour. And of course, Audio Sorbet at 10:35, where we kind of take a step back and have some fun. Worst holiday movies. And what is your, and if it's one of your favorites, are you able to admit that? Takes a lot of humility to know that you love a trash holiday movie. And then finally, this shouldn't be a thing, Santa's on the naughty list edition. So don't go anywhere. Lots of great discussion, lots of great content coming up for you in the second hour here on Matt and Air on Air. And we are going to keep our conversation rolling with Dr. Chris Cernich from the University of Wisconsin-Madison. He is an infectious disease physician. He's also a professor. And we're talking about, you know, keeping yourself healthy in these holiday slash cold winter months, especially in the face of an uncertain winter. We had a lot of cold up front, a lot of snow, and now it's going to be warming up. I saw highs of upper 40s down by me in Kenosha. And so we're talking about the things that you need to do. And I think one of the most basic things we need to do, and you mentioned it earlier, is getting your vaccinations, making sure you're up to speed. And you know this, I'm sure. You're a doctor. I had to look at a piece of paper. But the 2025, 2026, 2026 influenza season is upon us. And we have people in Wisconsin just not getting vaccinated. It's not enough. And it's not, it's low statewide. It's not even like, oh, Milwaukee is at 90%. Milwaukee currently, as it stands right now from the Department of Health and Services here in Wisconsin, says Milwaukee is 29.2. Dane County, 40.6. After that, it goes downhill. So talk to us about that, doctor. Mm-hmm. I washed my groceries. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. In the last couple of minutes we have, I guess I wanted to, you know, ask, maybe I'll ask a two-part question really quick here. Sorry, it's good. One, the myths that people just, I would say, let's not go over the myths. That could be its own hour discussion. But like in the face of myths, what do you say to people? Where do you tell people to go, especially, you know, going to your doctor? But also, what do you tell people right now who are feeling under the weather right now and are like, I'm going to still go see my family. I it's Christmas. Yeah. Yeah. Dr. Chris Cernich has been our guest today. He is an infectious disease physician from the University of Wisconsin-Madison, professor in infectious disease as well. Thank you so much, doctor. I'd love to have you back on to talk more about staying healthy throughout the year, staying, you know, just doing the good things. But thank you very much. Got to cut it short. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Bad Air on Air.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.